Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening to the show, and welcome to the Frank Williams Show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for listening in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via the internet on my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. We've had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. And we had some good weather over the weekend. And, you know, I was seeing to some friends. I was over at some friends' house last night. And I was telling them that, you know, what I'm doing here on the show, okay, is, by the way, the number to the show is 818-301-5834. And what I was saying is, what I'm doing here on the show is I'm teaching or I'm, you know, developing a way to teach our youth, to teach myself, to teach others, you know, people of my age, people older than me, what have you, because I'm learning at the same time, okay? There's never a stopping point for you to stop learning. Never. Never has, and there never will be a stopping point for learning. So I think that, you know, learning is a big part of this and what I'm doing. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in at any time, as well as listening online. If you're online on my show page, there's an icon there that says Holiday Show. Click on that icon and set that up where you can get daily show notes about my episode for today, as well as Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can find us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Also on Facebook, we have a Facebook page. If you go into your Facebook account, type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing. Become friends of the show. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Again, I see there are more people joining the show via cell phone. And again, thank you guys for listening in. This is why I do the show, okay? And because, you know, and what I'm talking about here is, you know, the person that wants to become better becomes better, all right? And the person that doesn't want to become better really becomes worse. And when you think about it, it's no in between. Okay? It's no in between. And either you're going one way or the other. You're not staying in one place. All right, that's a fact. Okay, you never stay in one place. So, what I'm attempting to do on the show, and this is going to be a great week for the show, by the way. So don't miss an episode for the rest of this week. The reason I say that is because not only am I going to be talking about a few serious topics, I'm also going to have some people on the show. I'm going to have a single mother on the show to talk about what it's like to be a single mother. I'm also going to have a pastor's wife on the show talking about some behind-the-scenes things that a pastor's wife does and do on a daily basis. Okay, and what it's like to live with a pastor or a church. So, along with that, I'm going to do some stuff on my own, like today. And this is going to be my week. And today, the episode today is called What Do Men Have to Do? All right? And I know that's a kind of general statement, but I've kind of broken it down into a few different pieces. And I'm going to talk about a few of the pieces today. But the reason I'm saying what do men have to do is because I want to talk to some of the young guys out there, some of the younger men, and the some of the not-so-younger men, some of the men in their 30s and 40s, you know, like myself, who are coming up and are putting together relationships, putting together families, and putting together things that they want to do in the future. And I want to talk about some things that we have to do in order to keep, you know, we have to be the glue to keep everything together. All right? As men, we have to be the glue to keep everything together. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. So with that said, the first part I want to talk about is family. I know a lot of you guys out there, and I heard Steve Harvey say something on his show today. A guy asked, he said he's 30 years old, and, you know, what does he need to do, or what does he need to think about in the next 30, in the next 10 years as he goes on and into his 40s? And Steve Harvey said, you need to look back on your 20s and clean that up. Okay, and during your 30s, you're gonna be cleaning up what you did in your 20s, and then in your 40s, you're gonna be fixing up what you did in your 30s, and then in your 50s, you're gonna be one of those men that people want to see, people want to be around. Okay, so that's the kind of stuff that I want you guys to figure out and head towards. Because me, I was sort of the same way. I did a lot of stuff in my 20s that I had to clean up, I guess you'd say, in the 30s. But I had my first kid in my 20s, in my mid-20s. I had my first kid. So at that point, I made a decision to stop doing some of the things that I was doing, or stop living the lifestyle that I was living and head a different way. And the reason I say that is because I was wrapped up in with some people who were looking at a life that I wanted. They were looking at some dreams and being somewhere where I wanted to be. Okay, retire with money and a family and being able to do some of the things that you really want to do. I mean, we have to go to work every day. Okay, that's the overwhelming majority of us. But at the same time, that's not something that we really like to do. Okay, I'd rather be doing some fishing. I'd rather be doing some boating on the lake. I'd rather be, you know, at the beach. I'd rather have a beach house. You know, a lot of stuff. Dreams. All right? And as I told you before in my show on Friday or Thursday when I was talking about the younger generation and how they think, I believe I said, you know, think ahead. Think forward. Stop looking back. Okay, stop looking back at things you did. Look ahead, look forward, look towards your late 20s and your 30s and your late 30s and your 40s and your late 40s. Look forward to that and figure out what you need to do in order to live that life that you're thinking about. Okay? money. My first piece that I want to talk about, because the biggest breakup of men and women today, when they get divorces, separations, or even you're not even married, you just break up because of money. Money comes and money goes. All right? And I know men, because I do, we get hung up about money. But the reason we get hung up about money is because we want to be able to provide. We're providers, and that gene is in all men, seem like. Well, not all men, but a lot of men. And we want to provide, and we want to provide for our families, or we want to provide for our ladies, or we want to provide for our wives, we want to provide for our moms, whatever. All right? So money is something that you have to control. It's like an addiction or a habit I don't know what to call it, but you want money, all right? But the reason that money gets to be so close and so edgy is because we're living above the money that we're making, all right? But I understand if you were in a situation where you made money before and you had this lifestyle, and then all of a sudden the money was taken away, and now you can't live that lifestyle anymore. And I understand that. Things happen. Like I said, money comes and money goes. All right? So money is a big part of your relationship. Okay? So I don't want you to go out there and start talking to a young lady and talking to her about how much money you make. Because you may be out there and you may be making a nice amount of money. You may not be making a lot of money. But that isn't what she's going to go on. Or that isn't what a lot of women go on. A lot of men, women don't go on how much money you make or how little money you make. Women go on how you're going to treat them, how you act toward them, how you carry yourself. As far as, and what I mean by carry yourself is how you dress, how you look, how you smell. A lot of them go by with the kind of car you drive, this kind of stuff. But as far as a relationship goes, you need to have some money in order to take care of a lady, in order to take care of a family. So you need to have a steady job, okay? And I'm not saying a big job, but you need to have a steady job, a job that you go to every day, all right? That's what men have to do, have a job that they go to every day, a steady job that makes money, and you can pay your bills. You can take care of yourself, and you can take care of what you have and who you have. When you make the kind of money to be able to take care of yourself and your family, money is okay. Okay? Always continue to strive for more or bigger. Always do that. But if you're able to take care of yourself and your family, then the money you're making and she's making is okay. All right? You got to have something to put back for rainy days if something happened to the car, you need tires or whatever, you need a water pump or something happens to the car, then you've got some money saved in the bank where you can get that taken care of and you're back on the road going back and forth to work. Money. All right? The next one is relationship, all right? A relationship between you and your significant other, maybe your wife, or maybe not your wife, it's your fiance. You guys are going to get married soon, or just you're just dating a girl. But the relationship that you have, a man and a woman, you know, young man or a young woman, one thing about that is if you've been single a long time and you go into a relationship with a man or a woman, now all the problems that you had before are really magnified. And when you're in a relationship, you're pulling in even more stress, even more problems. Because when she comes in or when he comes into your life, things have to change. Now you, when you were hanging out with your friends, now you hung out at 2 or 3 in the morning and went home, no problem when you were single. But now that you have a young lady that you're in a relationship with, you might be hanging out with your boys to 2 or 3 in the morning, but you're also making that phone call every hour or so often, or she's calling you or whatever, when you didn't have that before. Those are the things that I'm talking about comes into your life when you start a relationship with someone. Or when you get married. Things change when you get married. I know you guys heard that before, but things change when you get married. And what you have to do as a man is you have to adapt to that change. You have to figure it out. And you can't resist it. You have to compromise with it. Right? And you know, try not to bang heads with it all the time. Try not to bang heads with her about something all the time, the same stuff all the time. That's going to break down the relationship. And then if you can, every once in a while, do something for her. Do something with her. My wife and I went out last night. Not out to a club or anything like that. We went to some friends' house. But what was good about it, she was with me. When she's not with me, you think about her. I need to get home because she gonna be yapping in a minute. She gonna be calling me in a minute, asking me where am I. Y'all with me? So when she's with me, you don't think about that. All right? You don't think about getting home at a certain time because she's with you. So take her with you sometime so she can know what you're doing when you go do that. That's going to help your relationship. That's going to help your relationship. Do something with her here and there. Do things. Do things together. Because a lot of stuff we like to do, we like to do some of the same stuff. So that's what makes our relationship strong, because we like to do a lot of the same stuff. And because of that, you know, she's with me when I do that stuff. So that works. Okay? If you have a prissy girl that doesn't like to do some of the stuff that you like to do, you don't like to do some of the stuff that she likes to do, it's going to be tough on your relationship. All right? If she hangs out with the girls a lot and she doesn't take you every now and then, some of those girls are hanging out, but they're getting up and leaving at a certain time, or they may even have their man with them. So, ladies, you need to do the same. You need to take him with you every now and then. Maybe he'll enjoy it. So then y'all start liking some of the same stuff. That's part of the relationship. And then the next one is faith. And I think everyone that listens to my show knows that if you don't have faith in the man upstairs, nothing's going to go right for you. Okay? You may think it is, but it's really not. Okay? You got to have faith. You got to understand some of the things that are coming out of the book, out of the good book, out of the Bible. You got to understand some of that stuff. And, you know, I do the church thing like this, and I'm being honest with you right here. I'll go to church for a few months faithfully. Not every Sunday, but I'll go like every other Sunday, this and that, for a few months. And then then something will happen or whatever, and I'll break off for a little while. And then I'll start to go back to church every other Sunday, things like that, and then something will happen, I'll break off for a little while. I'm not the church goer every Sunday. I wasn't even brought up like that. Every Sunday we're in church. That's not me. It's not the way I was brought up. I'm just being honest. But some of you, that is you. That's you. That's the way you were brought up. But if that's the way you were brought up and you're in a relationship with a young lady that wasn't brought up that way, don't press that on her. Because if you press that on her, you're going to push your father and farther away. So don't press it on her. What you do is you take her with you every now and then. Then she'll start to understand. And it won't be a problem. You going to church every Sunday. You going to Bible study every Wednesday night or Tuesday night or whenever they have it. It won't be a problem. And then you have a better relationship at home because of that. All right? Because, you know, what happens is this with men. I'm talking about men. What happens is this. If you're a man that's always going and even if you're married, you're always going and you're always at the strip club all the time, and you're married, okay? You're at the strip club all the time, or married or not, you're in a relationship. You're always at the strip club all the time. You're always seeing these other women naked. Then you go home. And you see your wife or your significant other, whoever you're in a relationship with, and you see her. But she's not the same woman you were just watching at the strip club. So now you're comparing the two, and they're not comparable. So you start thinking different. But as you continue to do that, you're going to continue to think differently. But if you start to do something different that's more healthy for your relationship, you'll start thinking different. That's the way it works, guys. That's the way it works. I can't stress that anymore. Our show today was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your needs. Thank you for listening, guys. You listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I'm over and I'm out.